This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 99% of Denver City employees have submitted proof of COVID-19 vaccination or received an approved exemption. Employees had until last week to comply with the city's vaccine mandate. About 650 people got exemptions for religious or medical reasons. They have to wear a mask at work and get tested every 5 days. Hundreds of people gathered on the steps of the Colorado State Capitol Saturday to protest the new abortion ban in Texas. That law took effect last month and can prohibit abortions after 6 weeks into a pregnancy. It also gives private citizens the ability to sue providers and people who aid those seeking abortions. Jefferson County Public Schools is cutting bus routes and cafeteria services because of a staffing shortage. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
A national bus driver shortage has left the district short 80 drivers, about 30% of its fleet. The district says it's cutting about 19 routes starting today, mainly in the Evergreen and Arvada areas. There are also staffing shortages in the nutrition department. Schools with no or only one kitchen staff will serve pre-made meal kits or individually wrapped items. Nationwide food supply shortages are also plaguing school districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo has opened its new African penguin exhibit. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
A new enclosure and its inhabitants greets visitors just steps away from the zoo's entrance. The park's African penguins have moved into their new home across from the lions and hyenas of Predator Ridge. Visitors can even watch the birds dive into the pool for a swim. The zoo's curator of birds, John Azua, says the penguins are central to the zoo's conservation efforts in Denver and abroad.
Those experiences that we gain by taking care of the animals here at the zoo translates to helping endangered species in their native countries, like the African penguins in South Africa.
Officials hope to restart a penguin breeding program after the birds get used to their new digs. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org.